So we're saying we're tired. We're tired of these inconsistencies. My God, the inconsistencies. You know, the 1968 election, George Wallace came up north and to the west and got so many votes from you white folks, you blamed him on us. Why do you think Wallace did so good in California and Chicago? Bunch of white racist bigots. No, that wasn't it. Damn, the backlash. What? Yeah, that's how Wallace did so good. It was our fault. And you ain't seen nothing yet before Nixon get through with you in 72. You're going to blame him on us. I can just see that now. If you niggas hadn't scared us, we wouldn't have voted for him. Okay. Are we talking about these inconsistencies? Talking about the inconsistency of the way America fights wars today. Really blew my mind 8 weeks ago because I really found out something I didn't know. And I ain't never considered myself too bright, but I ain't never considered myself too stupid. But I really learned something. You know, I didn't know that you can take your whole Air Force to another man's country and bomb the hell out of him, but as long as you don't use ground troops, that's not considered an invasion.
That's right.
That's an incursion. You know, I didn't realize how smart the Japanese was in 1941. That's right. They didn't hit Pearl Harbor with no ground troops. They took their Air Force and bummed the hell out of Pearl Harbor, and we were so dumb and stupid, we thought it was an invasion and declared war on them folks. And we're talking about these inconsistencies. We're talking about the inconsistency of World War II. World War II, we were fighting the Japanese and the Germans. While we were fighting the Japanese and the Germans, we had Japanese citizens living in America. We had German citizens living in America. We had all the Japanese citizens in America, but not all the Germans in America. Talking about these inconsistencies, I believe all the Japanese was arrested and the Germans wasn't because the Germans was white. I believe the Japanese was arrested because this is a racist country. Now, I might be wrong. Talking about these inconsistencies. We developed a nuclear bomb at the University of Chicago long before the Germans had surrendered, but we held that bomb up and waited till the Germans surrendered and dropped it on the Japanese. I believe we dropped that bomb on the Japanese because America is a racist country, but again, like I said, I might be wrong. But just in case the Japanese feel the same way about it, I feel. I hope they don't, because as hip as they are on electronics today, they just might decide to get evil. But just in case they do, I never would buy a Sony television set. Honey, you ought to come by my house and look at my Sony. The picture is so beautiful, and it's so clear, and the color so pretty. Of course, the dog died. We're talking about these inconsistencies today. We're talking about the inconsistency of the Vietnamese War and the way most Americans feel towards the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong. And every time one of your red-blooded American boys gets shot out the skies over Hanoi with a SAM missile, they were shot down with a missile that was manufactured, made, hand-carried free of charge from those white folks in Russia all the way to them folks in North Vietnam and to the Viet Cong, but ain't nobody in America mad at the Russians. Why? 98% of all the ammunition and equipment the Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, and the North Vietnamese get come from the Russians, but ain't nobody mad at the Russians. Are you really that insane to know that I'm paying somebody to attack your wife, your father, your mother, your kids, your loved ones, but you ain't mad at me? Every night we go to dinner, we still bring the Russian track team to America. We still bring the Russian ballet team to America. What we're trying to say is we believe if 98% of all the weapons and equipment the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong been getting for the last 5 years was coming from Ghana, we believed America would have declared war on Africa 4 years ago. And so we're saying we're tired of these inconsistencies. The inconsistency of Cassius Clay. God, we can't remember Muhammad Ali. Bet if he'd have changed his name and chose a good nigger name like Jabbo Jones, I bet everybody would have remembered that. We're talking about these inconsistencies. Muhammad Ali became heavyweight champ of the world. He lived in Louisville, Kentucky at the time. His boxing contract was owned by 11 white multimillionaire businessmen in Louisville. One day, Muhammad Ali received his induction notice from the Louisville Draft Board. Happily, Muhammad Ali rushed to the Louisville Draft Board. Happily, the Louisville Draft Board examined Muhammad Ali, and happily, they found him to be 4F. Nobody in America accused him of being disloyal. Nobody in America accused him of being unpatriotic. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, nobody in America ever questioned how the heavyweight champ of the world could be unfit to fight. One day, Muhammad Ali's contract ended with 11 white businessmen in Louisville, and to their surprise, instead of him signing a new contract with them, he signed a new contract with some black businessmen in Chicago. Louisville Draft Board said, come on back, we want to re-examine you. Muhammad Ali went back, they re-examined him. This time they found him to be 1A. We're talking about your inconsistencies. As long as the white folks owned Muhammad Ali's contract, he did not have to get involved with your military. But the minute the black folks own his contract, it's a different ballgame. We're so damn sick and tired of these inconsistencies. You know, the biggest surprise I ever had in my life, it happened to me last summer. Last summer, I went to Africa for the first time. And I went back home. You talk about super black. Man, I had my natural together. My dashiki was laying there. And I got with some black dudes, and I learned all the latest handshakes under the leg, through the shoulder, through the back. Oh, I had it down, baby. I got off that big jet in Africa, super black, and the biggest surprise I ever had in my life, go all the way to Africa and get around white folk, black folk, for the first time, only to realize I ain't nothing but a white boy. No, that ain't funny. That's a hell of a surprise. I don't have no black hang-ups. Oh, my hang-ups are white. You know, that's a hell of a thing to go all the way to Africa and get around black folks for the first time before you realize you ain't nothing but a chocolate-covered white boy. That's right. And a lot of you young black dudes that think all it takes to be black is to get you some nappy hair and ball up your fists and talk nasty to white, it takes more than that to be black, baby. Understand that now, because you're going to find it out one day. Get all the way to Africa and realize I ain't got one black hang-up. Oh, my hang-ups are white. You see, in Africa, they have no homosexuality. So consequently, the men walk down the street holding one another's hand. Now, I don't have to tell you what happened to me every time one of them grabbed my hand, do I? Woo, I went through some changes. Huh? So I sure hope the boys back home don't see this. No, I ain't got no black hang-ups. Oh, my hang-ups are white. And I tell you something else. You better not never go to Africa and put your hand or your mouth on a woman's titty. Oh, yeah, understand it, baby. No normal, ethical, civilized human being would ever stoop to the level of using a woman's breast for anything else other than feeding nature's new life. Dig it, baby. Only sick, insane, slimy degenerates would ever stoop to the level of using a woman's breast as a sex symbol. So I said, Bess, I better get on back home where all my stuff is legal. Yeah, so I'm back here with you now. That's right. I ain't going nowhere. That's right. And trick me once. Get all the way to Africa only to find out inside my head I am as white as you is.